Recovering from the impact of COVID-19 on the economy, whether it be the economy of the country, the province, or the city, we are going to need multiple efforts from multiple entities and partners. And if we're to speak specifically to the city of Cape Town, earlier on we had the conversation with Alderman Foss around what Cape Town Tourism is doing, the strategy that they've come up with in assisting the local tourism economy. At the same time, there's other efforts by the city of Cape Town Central Improvement District to have more people come into the city to reignite the Cape Town CBD. The campaign is called Come Back to Town, and Taso Evangelinos is the CEO of the CCID. Taso, I remember the last time that we spoke, it was ahead of the resumption of First Thursdays, and we talk again with the need to get more people into the city. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kaketsa. You're right. Yes, very important to kickstart the Cape Town CBD economy. Definitely. Very quickly.
Yeah, let's talk about what it's looked like, or the impact that COVID-19 has had on the city as a whole, but the city's economy.
Well, you know, it's not that unique only to the Cape Town CBD. I think every node, the whole of Cape Town has been affected negatively. But I think the quicker we kickstart this, quicker we resume and we come back to work, back to business, back to play, back to shop, back to visit, I think it's very important. It will definitely revigorate the economy.
Yeah, most definitely. So you yourself, of course, as a CCID, calling on all of us to come back to the city and support local businesses. Because also, Taso, you know, the unfortunate story of a number of businesses, not only in the CBD, but across Cape Town, some who've had to shut down restaurants, bars, you name them, and some of them on the fringe of shutdown, they need the support.
Absolutely, Kaketsa. It's very important. I think, you know, we joke about it, but I do think it's time that we get out of our pajamas and tracksuit pants, you know, and come back to town, back to what we've been used to so many years, you know, the vibrancy of the Cape Town CBD. So basically, we're speaking to all our stakeholders to remind them what they've been missing, and then to hopefully entice them. I don't know if you know this, but the Cape Town CBD is probably the largest open mall, so to speak. It's got over 1,200 retailers with a wide variety of offerings and services. Mm. And we've got over 250 restaurants and coffee shops and bars and et cetera. So, you know, we need to look at how do we bring people back, and we're looking to do certain retail activations and promotions. We want to introduce an entertainment program over lunchtime. And we also want to encourage all businesses to open up onto the pavements, you know, put up tables and chairs, invite people to come back and enjoy their offering.
One of the things that I miss about the city, Taso, from many, many years ago, and I'm sure you remember the days when one would specifically on the 16th of December go into the company gardens and watch. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I mean, I remember a free concert, right? And I think the city was also a part of that. I remember watching Hugh Masekela. I remember watching Winston Mangungu Ngozi. I watched Salif Keita on the company gardens. You know, Ishmael Low, Yusun Du, Kajanin, all of that. I mean, when are we going to bring that level of entertainment and music? Because also the event themselves brought a lot of Cape Town together.
Absolutely. So you know that we've got one small challenge there with the current COVID level one. We have to limit to 500 people. But the city of Cape Town launched its first event on Green Market Square this Wednesday. And it was a nice little start to the reactivation of the CBD. It brought some people together. It was so nice to see people out onto the street enjoying the good music that they were offering. And so they're going to be doing a range of events and musical programs, hopefully straight into the summer season. Mm. So maybe we will see those events coming back, Kaketsa, back in the company's gardens, back on Green Market Square. And, you know, I understand that people are a bit concerned.
Yes.
With regards to, you know, public safety and COVID. So we are saying we are clean, we are safe. I've got a team of sanitized ambassadors that are sanitizing the whole CBD public space every single day. And we just need to remember three things: mask up, sanitize, and social distance. Mm. And we can still have fun. There's no reason why we can't have fun if we behave responsibly.
Let's talk a bit about the question of safety, Taso, because some of the challenges that the tourism industries in Cape Town specifically faces is not just on the back of COVID and lockdown, but also the question of crime.
Right.
How are you as the CCID working to deal with that issue, that challenge? What's your message to us as Capetonians in whether or not we will be safe?
Right. So, okay. So, listen, the Cape Town CBD is probably one of the safest spaces you can be in Cape Town. We're not immune to it. There are obviously petty crime happening, opportunistic type of crime, but there's no serious crime in the city of Cape Town, in the CBD. The CCID itself, together with the city of Cape Town and SAPS, we've got a very good security strategy. We deploy over 100 security officers every shift, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Patrol vehicles, the CCTV cameras on alert 24 hours a day. We've got dedicated law enforcement in town. And so we've got a good network of safety agencies that are looking after the CBD of Cape Town.
All right. We appreciate the work that you and the team do. I was going to look at a question from the WhatsApp line, but it has to do with safety, which you have addressed, that the COVID safety. You spoke about your ambassadors as well who are assisting there. Taso, thank you very much for always making time.
Pleasure, Kakecho. Thank you.
That is Taso Evangelinos, who is the CEO of the CCID. They've got that campaign of come back to town.